Hi, welcome to the third episode of About Cities. I really hope you enjoyed and learned something from the previous episodes, because I am definitely learning on this journey with you as well. In this episode, we'll be learning about the city that has become my second home after Damascus, the city where I've spent the past 10 years of my life, the city of Toronto. Let's start with the geographical location. Toronto is Canada's largest city, and it is the capital of the province of Ontario. It is located in the southeastern part of the province, situated along the northwestern shore of Lake Ontario. The approximate geographical size of Toronto is 700 square kilometers. So if we compare it with Damascus area, Damascus was 105 square kilometers, so Toronto is basically seven times the size of Damascus. Its boundaries are defined by both natural features and municipal boundaries, and they are as follows. The north side of Toronto is bordered by Steeles Avenue. The south is bordered by the waterfront on Lake Ontario. The eastern border is defined by the Scarborough Bluffs. And from the west, we have the Etobicoke Creek and the city of Mississauga. It's worth it to mention that the closest American city to the city of Toronto is Buffalo, and the closest borders is about 1.5 to 2 hours drive from downtown Toronto, of course, depending on the traffic. You can also drive east to Montreal, and the drive time takes about 5 to 6 hours. You can drive from Toronto to Ottawa, and that takes four and a half hours of driving. You can also drive to New York City, and that drive takes around 8 to 9 hours, but I highly recommend that route because it's beautiful. The population of Toronto was recorded at approximately 2.8 million people in 2021, making it the fourth most popular city in North America. And the density is about 4,300 person per square kilometers. The official language spoken in Toronto and Ontario is English, but under the Official Languages Act of 1969, both English and French have official status throughout Canada, in the federal government services and most courts. And that's why you hear French a lot. In addition to some other languages that are spoken in Toronto by many people who live there due to the diverse backgrounds of the people who immigrate to Canada. And those languages include Mandarin, Cantonese, Tagalog, and Spanish based on the census that was done in 2021. The flag of Toronto was designed by Renato DeSantis and was adopted in 1999 in its current form. It includes the white outline of the two towers of the new City Hall buildings on a blue background with a red maple leaf at the bottom. The logo of the city also includes the silhouettes of the City Hall buildings, and the motto is "Diversity, our strength." There's another slogan that I found that says, "Toronto, you belong here." I'm not sure which one is currently being used, but I kind of prefer the second one because it really portrays how it feels to actually live in Toronto. You can immediately feel that the city is really welcoming. Now, about the origin of the name of Toronto, it is derived apparently from the Mohawk word "t'karonto," meaning where there are trees standing in the water. It was historically used to refer to the channel of water connecting Lake Ontario to Georgian Bay. We've reached the end of our 5 minutes learning session and episode. I promised to keep them short, so I'll stop here and we'll continue about Toronto in the next episode. Hope you enjoy it.